I found this cluster in Rome, New York, and I documented the cell types. I saw the pathology and interviewed the families, couldn't make head nor tail of it. And then 20 years later, this Polish investigator showed that the people who worked with radar and microwaves in the Polish army had more leukemia. And I said, oh, my God, I forgot that when I was walking around Rome, New York, there was Griffiths Air Force Base within sight of many of these houses, and these big radar arrays were rotating. So, you know, who knew? I mean, even then. So I think that's what caused that cluster. And there's other clusters now of childhood leukemia around powerful military antennas and powerful antennas in other parts of the world.
And, yet nobody truly is looking at this. And when I say nobody, I don't mean you.
No, nobody paid attention to it. So, you know, with that business, then I got thinking, well, then the other thing that really was a very important paper in early 1990, I'd done all these occupational studies. I'd looked, shown that electrical workers had all these extra cancers. And so I was all set up for this. And one night I was tooling through the web, and I found this graph that was the time trend of residential electrification in the U.S. from 1900 onwards. And it showed, as I said before, that the big cities had it first. You know, they got electrified right away. And until Roosevelt and the New Deal came by, the farmers had to buy their own poles and wires. And mm-hmm. and then the New Deal and residential electrification, and it happened with government support. But the last farms, rural areas, didn't get hooked up until 1956. It's like, when I saw that graph, I almost jumped out of my chair. I went to the reference, and I emailed people in New York City, I think at Rockefeller University, and they got right back to me and said, oh, yeah, that's just census data. I had no idea that data was collected in the census. So I went to the library, got the census data out, and sure enough, in 1930, 40, and 50, at those censuses, they asked whether when into a house or a farm, they asked, are you hooked to the grid? And that data was there. So with that data and the childhood leukemia data by single year of age, I could look to see the relationship between the emergence of the age peak of childhood leukemia and the reported level of electrification by state. I wanted to do it by farms because they had the farm data collected. The census, they keep the stuff tight to their chest. They don't let you in for like 50 years for privacy reasons. So I waited and waited. And finally, the 1930 data became available. As I wrote them and asked for the farm data, and they said, oh, I'm sorry, we lost it or burned it or disposed of it. So I couldn't do that study. So I did state-by-state study and published that one, showing that the age peak of childhood leukemia emerged cheek and jowl, hand in hand with residential electrification. And you still don't see that peak in places without electricity like sub-Saharan Africa.
Right. See, I was going to say, when we made that big switch to AC, yeah. I wonder if the incidence of cancer went up dramatically. And nobody
I don't think so, George. The AC didn't make any difference because from square one, I went back and I dug through all of Edison's early work with the generators. They had 9 big generators on Pearl Street, called Jumbo. One of them is still alive, still functioning, in a museum in Dearborn, a Ford museum, and I want to go there someday.
I've been there.
You have? Well, anyway, he complained bitterly about a serious problem with arcing and sparking on the commutator. And, you know, the word brushes, electric brushes, it comes from him because the first contacts he had on the shaft of the generator were, you know, copper wires bound at one end, so it looked like a brush. I mean, now brushes are carbon or whatever else. You've seen them in every motor and generator. Brush generators got one, like your starter and your car. And but the arcing, anytime you get an arc, you get this, or a spark, you get this pulse of dirty electricity that goes down the wire. So I think he was making it right from square one. By the turn of the century, that's only 12 years after he started, or 18 years after he started doing this, longevity in New York City was about 8 years less than it was out in the countryside. He lived that much shorter.
Tell me a little bit about these. Let's talk about these filters, and we'll talk about the phones again after the break.
Okay.
But the meter, the Stetzer meter. What do you do? Plug that in to get a reading.
You plug that into the wall. The one he markets gets you up to 2,000 dirty electricity units. I found out from my work it wasn't good enough. So he was here for a visit once, and he took out a screwdriver and modified one so for me that reads up to 20,000 units. And even that one is not hard enough to measure some of the places I've seen. The worst places I've seen are hospitals, hospital emergency rooms, and of all places, a cancer hospital here in the desert. So it's a very simple digital readout meter. You plug it in, you get a reading. If it's above 50, you really ought to do something about it, especially if you spend any time there. If it's in your garage, who cares?
Right.
But if it's your bedroom or a place where you spend time, you want to get down below 50.
Okay, let's assume you have four plugs in your bedroom.
Yeah.
And you test them all, and each one shows 50. Do you have to put a filter on each one?
No. You know, what happens is the stuff spread. If you, like, I've got a halogen light that is just filthy. It goes to like 15,000 dirty electricity units at that outlet where it's plugged in. It also makes all the other outlets in the house go up. So if you can find the source of your dirty electricity and get rid of it, like in my first house, my house up north, it was 12 compact fluorescent lights and a track light. Once I got rid of those, put the incandescent lights in, I had no problem.
I see.
But there's certain devices are just nasty, like routers. Put out a bunch of dirty electricity. Compact fluorescent lights do. Halogen lights, I've got one here that I bought for $40. Some of the halogen lights run on they burn a 12-volt DC auto bulb. It's little tiny plug-in gizmos.
And so it's not the plug itself that might be causing this dirty electricity?
No.
It could be what you're plugged into it?
Yeah, it's what you're plugging in that does it. It's like this halogen light's got a little box in its base that usually sits on the ceiling.
Okay.
That changes the 120 AC to 12 DC to run the bulb. And it does it by chopping the current. So their halogen lights do the same thing. If you plug a halogen light set into one outlet, it's going to make the other outlets in that room hot. If you get rid of the source, then the other outlets are going to be fine too.